Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, brand new Bang and I Rapport Stereo podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, Deuce Pacino, Deuce Collins is with me. We're discussing what's going on in his world. We got some TV and film recommendations, and the rebrandification of Rapport is being televised worldwide. Yes, I am rebranding. The rebranding of Rapport is being televised, and Deuce Pacino is skeptical. All that and more in a brand new banging museum quality I Am Rapport Stereo podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, aka the Bleach Brothers, aka the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes. Start this puppy off with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this puppy up with something real funky. I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Let's fucking go. Yes, have no fear. The I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is here. Boom, yes. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone. The Ziggity Zone, what? The Ziggity Zone of Disruption. The name is Michael Rapport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. You are now rocking with the very best. The Iron Rapport Stereo podcast is here, live and direct from Miami and Los Angeles. We're coast to coast with the most to most. And we don't call him part-time, sometime co-host for no reason. Because you never know when he's going to be here. You never know when he ain't going to be here. The young shooter. The young skeeter, Deuce Valentine, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, is back. Boom. How are you, Deuce?
Yes, sir. No, I'm here. I'm feeling good. It's fucking rainy. It's really rainy in Los Angeles right now. So we're on that sweater weather. We're on that hot chocolate and chill weather, that Netflix and chill, that murder doc and chill. And I'm just like cozying up in my apartment, just kind of like taking it easy. It's quiet. It's very quiet out here. I have to say, LA has been very quiet. Not a lot happening out here, at least in my world, but it's nice. We're in the holidays now, and it's just a lot of time to like lay down and watch movies and shit.
You like getting cozy.
I love it.
You're the type of guy who likes to get cozy, huh?
I love it. I like cuddling. People have told me that I'm a world-class cuddler. That's a title that I've heard before. I'm a world-class cuddler. I like to get under the covers. There's something very comforting about hard rain.
Let me stop you right now.
Yeah?
Let me stop you. The idea of you cuddling, the image of you cuddling your little white body in a pair of I don't know. You got those weird underwear you wear?
MeUndies? And it's not little white body. You don't have to put little in front of everything that you say with me.
The idea of you, you know, snuggling up. No one wants to hear that. I'm gonna tell you that right off the top.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you that right off the top. Like, no one asked what kind of cuddler you are. You really can't give any verification whether or not anyone has ever called you a world-class cuddler.
Right.
That could be something, that could be a nickname you've given yourself.
Right.
Like, I gave myself the nickname the Inflamed Ashkenazi.
Okay.
My wife gave me the nickname the Gringo Mandingo. These are nicknames, these are titles that are earned, not given. You just declared yourself a world-class cuddler, and you said people have said that, and I don't want to... It's what, man?
No.
I don't know how many people have said that. How many people have said, oh, yeah, when I think of world-class colors, I think of Dean Collins.
I mean, dude, it's not... I mean, look, I know that people have given you those... Or, like, you've given yourself that nickname, but, like, I didn't give myself that nickname. That was something that was handed to me. And you know what? I don't appreciate... Like, what is such a, like, what is this terrible image of me cuddling with somebody? Like that is such a bad image that no one wants in their mind. Like, is that like a horrific image?
I didn't say it's a horrific image by any means.
No, but you said little white body, and that's not like a great.
Because you're like, oh, you're like starting to like talk about like, oh, I get in bed and there's like, you know, I got my hoodie on and then no one wants, like, I'm just saying off the top of the podcast.
Right.
That's not something that people really want to hear. I think maybe they do. Maybe they don't. I don't know. I'm very protective of what the listener of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast experiences.
Right.
And, you know, it's been a crazy week.
Right.
And you starting this podcast after the weeks that we've had talking about you're a world-class color, and then it pops into my mind like, oh, look at him in his little tighty-whitey underwear with like, what do you got, sharks on there, like balloons? What's on
your... Yeah, how do you know that, actually? You've seen those, right? And it's like disturbing that you've seen those because we've been in so many different hotel rooms together like during the comedy tours. But...
Yeah, I mean, we're like, you know, family. So it's not like you're butt-ass, but you know, we're walking around the hotel. You know what kind of underwear I wear.
Yeah, I mean, you're on that tighty whitey shit still. You're on that, like...
No, I'm on that Under Armour. I fuck with Under Armour underwear only. That's
I'm not
all I
looking,
wear.
I'm not, like, I forgot the brand of it, but you're right. I didn't think about the listeners, and that's probably not the best image right off the top, and I can
off
understand
the top,
your point.
Like, if you want to throw that in, like, you know, 20 minutes into the show, throw that in there. That's what I'm saying. It's been a crazy week.
I understand that. I appreciate you telling me that and being honest about it. But, I mean, look, it's very comforting to have the rain falling on your roof, and it's nice and warm inside, and you can just bundle up with the covers, and I like that, you know, I really like that. So just don't ruin the winter for me. It's I'm having a great day out here in LA, but how's Miami? Because you're in Miami.
As I've said it once, I've said it many times, I always like Florida. These particular days that I'm down here, there's this, I don't know what it is. It's not a festival. I don't know what to refer to it as. There's a thing called Art Basel.
Mm.
And Art Basel is like I'm sure it started off as one thing and now it's turned into a whole other thing, but it's just people everywhere. And the traffic is really bad in Miami as a whole because of this Art Basel, because everybody's here and there's art shows and there's conferences and there's speaking and there's parties and there's a Doja Cat. You know, if there's something going on across the country,
yeah,
Doja Cat,
she's there.
Doja Cat will be, she's there. And then, you know, they love Bad Bunny down here. I had a whole Bad Bunny sort of, I learned a lot about Bad Bunny. And I knew Bad Bunny's like huge artist, but like I had a conversation with a couple of people and he was explaining just how prolific Bad Bunny is. And they love Bad Bunny down here because he's Latino, he's Puerto Rican. And I learned just about how sort of beloved he is. He's the number one streaming artist again. I think it's the third year in the row. Bad Bunny is that dude. So there's a lot of Bad Bunny fans. There's art fans. There's artists. There's conferences. I don't understand this whole thing with the conferences. They have these things where like influencers will speak.
That's the thing that like was you talk about Art Basel and like I know so many people who fly out from LA and they go there and it's like I feel like it's become like Coachella. It's like no one I know is an artist. They're all fucking going out to Art Basel for some reason. And it's like this big influencer event. I don't understand it. They go out there to party. I don't know how they get the invites, but it's a lot of just like bougie LA and Miami people.
LA, Miami, international. I mean, right. This is one of the things that I really do like about Miami is how international it is. And like I said, I really like Florida. I like it. I like the vibe, the weather. I like that sort of like, you know, the sort of warm
humidity. I hate that humidity.
It's a good place, man.
You change when you're in Florida. I notice you change. You become a different person when you're in Florida. Because when I speak to you in New York, you got your New York thing going on, all that stuff. But when you go to Florida, I notice in particular Miami. The listeners can't see it, but you're wearing these gigantic glasses, these gigantic sunglasses. If you can get an image in your head, just picture Andrew Dice Clay and his sunglasses.
Ace Rothstein. Shout out to my man, Corey from Vintage Frames. He's the one who is gifting me with these giant, and I got probably the biggest pair of glasses my face and my body can hold up from my guy who's from Toronto, Jew, Corey. He opened up his shop down here in Miami. It's a sunglass place, and it is so Miami. They got every kind of sunglass, every color, every tint, gold, bronze, silver. And there was a rabbi in there, and they let me put up the mezuzah. And I met this rabbi from Toronto, and you know what the rabbi said to me?
What?
I swear to God, I took this as a real flattering. The rabbi said to me, Michael Rapport, you're my rabbi.
Wow.
I love what you say so much. I said, are you serious? I love what you say so much. I love how you represent Jewish people. I say, the cursing doesn't bother you? He goes, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, get your point across the way you need to get your point across. But I was so flattered by that. But he gave me this ginormous pair of all black sunglasses. And, you know, a lot of people walk around with sunglasses that are sort of statement pieces. These are statement piece sunglasses. And I realized while I was walking around for about an hour in my statement piece sunglasses in public in Miami, people are looking at me, and they're not looking at me because they see the Gringo Mandingo, because you could barely tell who it is under the sunglasses.
Right.
Or maybe you can. Maybe they're like, oh, there's Michael Rapport. He's gone nuts. Or maybe they think, I can't see, or maybe they think I'm nuts, like literally crazy. Because when you wear these kinds of glasses, the looks you get are like either that's a big star or somebody that needs help.
Right. Or like you do kind of look blind. Like I feel like you should have a walking, like a stick with you. I mean, it's got that look to it as well.
I don't mind it, especially in Miami. But you say, listen, there's something about the salt in the air, the ocean, you know, being a Jewish man, Miami, the history of Jews in Miami, Jews in Florida, is something about it that's very comforting out here. I know people have a lot of different things to say about the politics down here. They love Ron DeSantis. I am going to tell you right now, they really like their governor. Again, I don't know much about him. I'm not going down that road. I am Rappaport Podcast.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
It has been a long week. It has been a long week with all things. I'm not mentioning any names. I am going to seriously start going out of my way to be Mr. Sunshine. I didn't call myself that at the top of the show. I said Gringo Mandingo. I said Inflaming Ashkenazi. I said Raging Bullshitter and all that stuff. But Mr. Sunshine 2023 is going to be the name that I try to refer to myself and try to exude being Mr. Sunshine. The disruptive warrior will always be who I am at my core, but I also have to add that Mr. Sunshine, that positivity, because for someone who mixes it up and gets right in the fray, what's gone on in the last few days and the things that have been said and the things that have been discussed is so disgusting and so negative to me. I feel like it's a responsibility for someone who self-admittedly, you know, jumps right into the mud bath. Now it is time to pivot into Mr. Sunshine and really continue diligently with the rebranding of Rappaport. Hashtag rebranding Rappaport. Hashtag rebranding Rappaport 2023. And I know I mentioned this about a year and a half ago about the rebrandification of Michael Rappaport. I know you've been supportive of it, but I also feel like you, Dean Collins, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. the world-class cuddler that you are, you've antagonized me. I feel like you're a non-believer when it comes to my rebranding and my Mr. Positivity. And my Mr. Sunshine thing.
Well,
I feel like you don't buy into it. I feel like you know me just a little bit too well to think that I could pull it off. And I got to be honest, before you launch, I resent that, my friend. I resent that.
Well, I'm sorry that you resent that. I'm like deeply concerned that you feel that way about me and that you know, I would never want to make you feel that way. But I just feel like, you know, you really are a guy who's like, you're not all talk, you're a man of your word, you're all action, but with this particular part of your life, Mr. Sunshine, you know, we've been down this road before. I've heard you talk about the rebrandification. It's a lot of deja vu going on right now. I remember this talk last year, and you know, you did do a rebrandification. I was 100% supportive of that. I was very excited that you were rebranding. I was all about it. I said, you have a responsibility. You have a platform. People want positivity. It doesn't need to be cursing all the time. It doesn't need to be all that. We need you. And in such a dark time, we need that light. We need that light. And you're that light. And I think that...
I'm that little ray of sunshine.
Right. You're the light at the end of the tunnel. You're that ray of sunshine. That's what we want. You know, you're a beacon of hope. That's how I view you. And
thank you.
You know, we went down that road, and I think that you started posting, you know, I think you were good for about 2 days, maybe, on Instagram. I think for 2 days, there was a puppy video that came out. There was a little girl who was reuniting with her father that she hadn't seen in, you know, in a couple of years. He went to war. He came back. Like, there were a lot of, like, really positive, heartfelt videos coming out. And no cussing, no pig dick this, dick stain that, hog tie him up and fuck him this. And it was really great. And it's just like, I don't know what happened, but after that 2 days,
I want to say that not only did you antagonize me,
yeah,
my friend and coworker from Life and Beth, Amy Schumer, she wasn't really a believer in the rebrandification. There's a video that I put up of her saying, fuck you, Rappaport, go fuck yourself. I heard you're rebranding. And I told her, fuck you, you're trying to bring me down, and da, 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 da. And that didn't help also, because she posted that didn't help. But this is not about her, this is about you, and really it's about me. What I'm going to do is, you know how they say, turn out the noise, turn down the noise, yeah, the outside. You're that outside noise that I don't think that you only want only good things for me, and I only want good things for you.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're sort of skeptical, and not that you're not supportive, not that you wouldn't be supportive, but I feel like you're like almost in a show and prove kind of thing, and you want me to rebrand if that's what I want to do, but you're also going to test me. I feel like you're testing me.
And I'm
here to say this.
Why are you raising your voice? I mean, Mr. Sunshine isn't the guy who raises his voice.
That was a technical issue. Did it sound like I raised my voice?
It just sounded like it went like an octave higher. I don't know. It sounded like you said,
I didn't raise my voice. I didn't raise my voice. That's a technical issue.
So maybe there's some technical issues on Zoom or the podcast. It just sounds like you're like getting agitated at me for some reason.
It sounds like I am now?
Just very defensive. And it's like you talk about blocking out that white noise. This is a part of it. You have to block that white noise out.
Okay, I'm blocking it out. But it doesn't mean that I can't be passionate. It doesn't mean I can't be excitable. This is who I am. I'm a passionate, excitable person. It doesn't mean I can't be disruptive. Because somebody in the DMs the other day said, Mr. Disruption, Disruptive Warrior, how you better not ever sway away from being disruptive. And I said, oh no, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying there's a way to disrupt positively.
Yes.
I haven't quite figured out how you do that, to be honest with you, but there is a way to do it. And that's what I'm talking about. And in all seriousness, with the person who we're not saying his name today, when you start talking about Adolf and the kind of cesspool of discussion that brought out in the world, and what it brought out in me and brought out in everybody else and brought out in my wife, and how to hear that, just, I don't know, it was, maybe it's because I was traveling, maybe it was because I was sleep deprived, it really hit me in my heart. And along with all the other things, the pig dick, I didn't say that. With all the other things, it's just a time to like to rebrand. That doesn't mean I have to like fake Jacks. I'm not going to fake Jacks. I'm just saying let's just put it like this. The rebrandification will be televised. And you little fuck.
See, I'm so desensitized to it. I didn't notice it. You're just saying you little fuck. And I'm like, that's like a term of endearment. Like that just went over my head.
That's a slip up.
But you can't, that's what I mean. You can't even do it within the 2 minutes that you're talking about rebranding yourself.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. You can't because you just fucked up. I'm talking softly.
I'm talking softly.
Talking softly doesn't mean that you're not insulting somebody. Because you could talk softly and call me a little fuck, and that goes against the whole rebranding. So
I'm speaking softly. Why are you raising your voice?
Okay. Okay, Michael.
Are you getting upset? No, I'm not upset.
No, I'm not upset. I'm used to this. I just don't know what you're going to talk about. I don't know what you're going, like, what's the big rebranding? What are you going to talk about?
Excuse me. Let's just talk about this. Have you watched anything lately? Because I've been watching some things and you're always watching all sorts of stuff. Let's just pivot and it's just going to be a show and prove sort of thing.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Because you're telling me you don't want to put any cursing up.
We're doing it.
Good. Good. I like
it. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. What?
I was saying new year, new you.
New year, new me. It's happening.
Right. I want the best for you, man.
God.
So,
Oh, God. Oh, my God. He can't stop. He can't stop himself. God help him.
So
God help him.
So are you watching anything good, Mr. Sunshine?
Here's what I'm watching. I watched a movie, a little independent movie called Emily the Criminal, starring Aubrey Plaza, that I really, really liked. Aubrey Plaza, what is she best known from?
I would say Parks and Recs. She was in Parks and Recs. She's been in a bunch of shit, but people really like her. She's really good.
She's really good. Funny. Very funny, very quirky, very relatable as an actress, because, you know, I think she just has a quality, like, you know, like you feel like she's like your best friend or your ex-girlfriend or your girlfriend or someone that you just, you know, I think guys like her because she seems cool.
But women really like her. I've noticed women really like Aubrey Plaza in a sexual way. They're very attracted to Aubrey Plaza. So many girls I know are like, they have a real big thing for Aubrey Plaza. She's great. She's very attractive.
She's cool. She's very funny, very attractive. And this movie, Emily the Criminal, is a small little film. It's a crime film that takes place in Los Angeles. It's very believable. It's shot very raw, you know, a lot of handheld camera. It's about this girl who's in LA trying to make her way, pay her college debt, just find her, you know, her place in the world. And she gets caught up in one little scheme, and that leads into another bigger scam scheme that leads into bigger scams and schemes. And, you know, it just unfolds in a very dangerous, very relatable, very believable, for the most part, way. And, you know, it's a kind of film, it kind of reminded me of the James Caan, the late, great James Caan film, Thief. Although Emily the Criminal, she's in a thief, but she starts doing crime shit. But it has a Michael Mann quality to it. And it's certainly the kind of film where I'm sure it was written for a girl, but it could have easily been played by a guy character. You normally see men playing these kinds of parts. It's just a good, fun, you know, little indie gritty film that I really liked and I enjoyed. And, you know, when I say about the part being, it could have been a woman or it could have been a guy in the lead, it was like that film that Nicole Kidman starred in from a few years ago called Destroyer, where she plays a corrupt cop. Oh, not as, I mean, pretty much corrupt as like Denzel in
Training Day.
It could have easily been played by a guy, but, you know, casting it with a woman who could pull it off, a great actress like Nicole Kidman, and this young, really, really, really talented actress, Aubrey Plaza, in this Emily the Criminal. It's just a good film. It's a really good film. And by the way, if you've never seen Destroyer with Nicole Kidman and you want to see a good, you know, gritty, you know, corrupt, low-down, dirty cop film, Destroyer is really good, but Emily the Criminal is dope. And then coincidentally, I started watching season 2 of White Lotus on HBO, yeah, which she's also in, which I really like. I really, really like the first season of White Lotus. And the second season of White Lotus is great. It's just weird. The writing's good. The acting is good. Jennifer Coolidge is in it. Michael Imperioli's in it. F. Murray Abraham is in it. Like I said, Aubrey Plaza's in it. And it's just twisted. It's dark. It's unpredictable. It's about dysfunctional relationships, sexual fucking weirdness. And if you want a show to watch, White Lotus season 1 and White Lotus season 2, which I don't know if it just premiered, but I'm like 3 episodes into season 2 of White Lotus. It's really, really, really good and just really, really well done. And they're all like about 50 minutes long, and they feel like little movies into themselves. And I'm glad that I found something that I'm slow burning, because, you know, like I said before, when it comes to watching things, I do not like, you know, unless it's reality shows, I don't like watching shows and just binging them and then they go away. I told my wife, I said, I'm down with White Lotus. I said, but I'm not watching the entire season in a weekend.
I haven't seen either of the seasons, but I hear really good things about White Lotus. I haven't seen Emily in Paris. I'm definitely going to watch
that. Emily the Criminal. Is there a movie called Emily in Paris?
Yeah, there's a fucking, I keep getting it confused. I think there's like some Lily Collins, like romantic show. I don't fucking know. Or movie, Emily in Paris, whatever. Emily the Criminal. I'm going to check out Emily the Criminal. I mean, you have great taste in movies, obviously, so I'm checking that out.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're the fucking king of good taste and all that stuff. So, I mean, if you say to go see it, I'm going to see it, obviously.
What does that mean?
It means if you say that movie's really good, I'm going to see that. That's a movie I want to see. That's a movie that's going to be on my list to see. So,
okay. Have you been watching anything?
Honestly, I feel like we like switched roles here. You're watching all this like narrative shit. I'm like went into reality television. I've been watching
crazy.
Like, yeah, like
I
what
love
the
that
fuck,
you're
man.
Into reality TV because I was telling my wife, I said the shooter is like into the reality TV, and I've tried to twist your arm for years.
Well, it was like, you know, I started with 90 Day Fiance and then 600 Pound Life. So I was like getting my feet wet with that kind of stuff. But yes. Now, you know, I was into Temptation Island. I've seen all the seasons of Temptation Island. I love that shit. I really like when like couples go into something and they're cheating on each other. And like, it's like wild shit. That's like my favorite type of shit. But I finished Temptation Island. Then I moved over because you recommended it, and it's impossible to fucking find. I'm on like the Roku app or the All Black channel. I don't know. It's so difficult, the way that it's set up, but Love After Lockup.
Yes.
You told me to watch this Love After Lockup. It's where these like people meet, they sign up for like a dating app, like meetaninmate.com, and they like form a relationship with a prisoner behind bars. And then
is that something you could ever see yourself doing?
Being in jail or me forming a relationship with a woman in jail?
Well, we don't want you in jail. We've talked about that.
I don't want to be there. Yeah.
We don't want you anywhere near a jail, nor do we want any of the listeners or myself or the Dust Brothers or anybody associated, unless you need to go to jail. Because if you Deuce Pacino, you do something that we need to lock you up for, then we'll lock you up.
Don't put that out there because I will never go to jail. I've got a clean record.
We don't want you going to jail. We don't want you going to jail.
Would I form a relationship with a woman?
Yes, sir.
Look,
yes, sir.
You know, I feel like, no, I wouldn't. You know, that's, my standards aren't that low.
I think that you would say, I don't think I would, but I also feel like you were about to say, you never know.
It's not you never know. I wouldn't do it. You know, I'm in a relationship right now, so I can't even think about it like that. But a hypothetical, would I go on meetaninmate.com? And I mean, listen, the show is bleak. It is dark. It is not like one of these fun reality shows that
it
you
ain't
watch.
Temptation Island. It ain't Bachelor in Paradise.
Listen, it makes those people look like saints. I mean, it makes the people of Love is Blind look like amazing people and really stand up people. The shit on Love After Lockup, because then they leave prison and they have to form their relationship outside of prison, and people are using the prisoners are using their spouse for money, and like it looks like an episode of Intervention. All these people are on drugs. All these people are fucked up. It's very dark. I have to tell you, it's very dark, but I love it. I'm eating it all up. I finished. If you're going to watch it, go with season 2, Love After Lockup.
Strong recommendation.
Really fucking good and really fucking crazy. I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out... F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
So anyway, Love After Lockdown, really good. I highly recommend that. And then I actually started rewatching. I know it's been on our sick fuck list. And by the way, we're coming to the end of the year. You and I are actively working on our part two of our sick fuck documentaries list. We definitely need to do our part two. But on my on my list for the sick fuck list, I did mention the documentary called I, Sniper, about the two snipers in 2002, the two snipers that went around...
In Atlanta or in D.C.?
In D.C. They went around terrorizing D.C. and they couldn't find them for like a month. Anyway, I put that on the list. I've been rewatching it. It's so underrated. It's so well done. The execution of this docuseries is so good, and I don't think it got the attention because it was on Vice.com. You can watch it on Vice.com, but it should be on like a Netflix or Hulu, and it is so well done and so captivating.
Yeah, it is.
And I strongly recommend for anyone who's like on a weekend, wants to watch some true crime shit, watch something really good, look up I, Sniper and watch that shit on Vice because it's really fucking good.
How many parts is it?
It's like seven or eight episodes, but I mean, it is really fucking crazy and really well done. So it's on Vice. It's like the one really good thing Vice did, to be honest with you, but strongly recommend watching that. And then I rewatched that movie Sideways. It was super random, but you know, that was like nominated. I mean, that was like 2004. That was up for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Writer.
Isn't Shooter in that?
No, Shooter's not in that. You might be confusing him with...
Oh, Chris McDonald.
Thomas Hayden Church got nominated for it.
Thomas Hayden Church. I was thinking Chris...
Yeah, opposite Paul Giamatti. But it is... That movie, if you haven't seen that movie, it's about wine. It's like a heartbreak. Like they take a road trip up to Mendocino or whatever, wherever it is. It's a really fucking great movie. It's one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. So I've been watching old shit. But
I need to rewatch that film. I know it was fun, well made, funny movie Sideways.
Yeah, really good. But
we're coming to the end of the year of movies.
Fuck, man. And like post pandemic, it's like, you know, you and I were talking. It's like we're in December. You know, 5 years ago, we would have like fucking screeners, DVDs just stacked of movies to watch that would be up for Oscars and Oscar consideration. I can't think of one movie coming out that I'm looking forward to seeing that's like going to be up for Best Picture or like an Oscar contender. Not that the Oscars or award shows matter in general, but like honestly, the only fucking movie I can really think about like this year that I was like, fuck yeah, that was so much fun, was Top Gun. I really loved going to see
Top Gun.
That's going to
win Best Picture.
That movie was so entertaining, such a theater movie that, you know, and I don't know. I mean, it's disappointing. It's like post-pandemic, they're not making those movies anymore. I don't know.
It was dropping. It's been dropping for a few years, and this is just, you know, really, really, really particularly bad. I haven't seen everything. I'm sure there's some good things. There was a film that a couple of recommendations. I think I asked you about it. The Triangle of Sadness.
Triangle of Sadness is, it's one that I've been really wanting to see in theaters. I haven't seen it yet, but everyone's been recommending that movie to me too. This director did these two other movies called Force Majeure and The Square.
Right.
And his first movie, if you're going to watch any of his movies, watch Force Majeure, because it's like, I don't know if he's like a Danish director. I forget where he's from, but it's a foreign film, but it's like Force Majeure is like a family who goes on
vacation.
Well,
if it's Danish, that means it's going to be foreign.
Right. No, of course. I just wanted to, you didn't have to slide in and say that.
Well, because you're saying
it's a Danish film. It's a foreign film. Right. I understand.
You
what you're
could
saying.
Say
that
it's a Danish
redundant.
Film. You never say it's a Danish film. It's a foreign film. Like we, what are you
okay,
saying?
It's a Danish film. I'm just saying, go see it. That's all I'm saying is just go see it. How about that? I could just say go see it.
Where do you go see it?
What do I look like? Roger fucking Ebert over here? I don't know where you go see it. You Google that shit and go find it. It's a funny movie. It's really good. You should see it. And I want to go see Triangle of Sadness. I hear it's on a lot of people's list of one of the best movies this year. But hey, what are you going to go see? Speaking of movies, are you going to go see Will Smith's big movie Emancipation that came out on Apple? Are you going to watch that?
I might watch it. I heard it's good. You know, I love that director, Antoine Fuqua, who directed...
Didn't he do Training Day?
He did Training Day. I mean, he really, you know, certain times Antoine Fuqua really, really captures, you know, he's very, very, very good, Antoine Fuqua. I guess I'll probably watch it.
All right. Well, I'm going to skip it. And Will Smith says he understands why everyone would skip it after, you know,
he said
the big
that?
Oscar moment. Oh, yeah. He said, you know, I completely understand if you don't want to see it.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, the dude ruined his career. I mean, it, you know.
That sucks. To say, I get why you guys don't want to see
said,
that. Oh, my God.
And did you see them all on the red carpet for that movie? They look like fucking like Batman villains, the whole family. It's so weird. All of them look so weird. Their cheekbones are so sunken in. I don't know what the fuck that family is on, but they are so weird.
The whole family's in there, right?
They are so weird. The only one that looks normal is his son that isn't with Jada Pinkett. He's like on the red carpet, like looking normal, like a regular fucking person.
Right. It's Will Smith's first son from another marriage, right?
Maybe it's Jada Pinkett who's like, I don't know. I don't know, but it is a fucking whacked out family.
She's on the red carpet?
It's bizarre. She's on the red carpet. He's kissing her bald head on the red carpet.
No, he's
I
not.
I mean, it is. Oh, yeah.
He didn't kiss that bald head.
Oh, yeah. He kissed the bald head. He brought Willow and fucking whatever the little guy, Jaden over there. They all look nuts. They look like Batman villains. They look nuts. And he said, respectfully, I understand if you don't want to see the movie because of everything that's went down. I mean, you know, it's a slap in the face of the audience. You know, it's...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. I don't have any interest. But yeah, we are coming to the end of the year. And I am very excited to see what you do with this rebranding. You know, you still have December left.
My man.
But, you know, I think it'd be a good New Year's resolution for you.
Excuse me. You're saying I started the rebrandification. It started. And I'm going to get out of December and roll that rebranding right into January.
Love that, man. It's just, you know, like how a lot of people are like,
what are you talking about?
They wake up.
Huh?
You know, like when people wake up like January 1st, I'm going to hit the gym. I'm changing my whole fucking life around. And then by January 3rd, they start eating the pints of Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
And it's like their whole resolution is just that like what you're, came that, crumbling.
See, that's.
No, I'm not saying that's you. No, I'm just saying.
I'm whispering now. I'm going to bring my voice down. See, that's what you're trying to do.
Right, right. No, I wasn't saying it about you. I was saying it about a lot of the people out there that like, that's what they do is they wake up and they're like, 5 a.m., I'm going to hit that gym, change my whole life around. And then I'm just saying by the end of the week, we're right back to where we started. We don't make any progress. I'm not saying that's you. I don't believe that's you. I have a lot more faith in you than I do with those other people.
Thank you.
But I am just saying that is a possibility. You know what I'm saying?
Now, we have a couple of shows coming up.
Right.
We have Portland the 8th, 9th, and 10th. We have Pleasanton, California the 15th, 16th, and 17th. Portland the 8th, 9th, and 10th of December. Pleasanton at Tommy T's the 15th, 16th, and 17th. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. We're closing out the year with some fantastic shows. If you're in Miami and you're watching this, listening to this, the show last night was particularly good in Miami, and we're looking forward to the rest of the shows the rest of this year. And then, boom, next year, we're rolling into more shows in 2022, and I'll put all those shows out, but we're going all over the damn place. And, you know, the people are always asking, where's the shooter? Where's the little guy? Where's your guy?
No, no one says little guy. Me, the little guy.
No, they say that.
Where's the little guy?
They say that sometimes. Where's the little guy? Where's your homie? Where's that funny guy? We don't want to make any promises on whether or not you're going to be there or not.
Okay.
But we're just putting the dates out there. And, you know, the show will go on with or without the young shooter, Deuce Valentine, Deuce Loverboy, one of the great cuddlers of all time.
Thank you, man.
I didn't say it. That's what you said.
You just said one of the great cuddlers of all time. So I'm just saying thank you, man. I appreciate that. But yes, man, we will talk after the podcast. You and I will work out some dates. You know I'm always down to be out there with you, bro.
All right. Well, other than that, I just want everybody to stay safe. Stay sane. You got to stay sane. Stay disruptive. We came, we saw, we conquered. I'll say it again. We came, we saw, we conquered. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the world's most disruptive podcast, museum quality podcasting, every single time we pick up the golden mics. You want to walk me out of here, Dean? Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, take us out of here with something real nice, yes? Take us out of here with something real loud, yes? But most importantly, take us out of here with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.